Okay, I think that's a frustrating game. I think I'll sum it up that way. I think you probably agree. I mean, some of the football we played, especially first half, we've done okay.
Yep.
And then two, from my point of view, watching the stand, sloppy goals.
Well, the first one's not a free kick.
No.
It's not a free kick.
And he's played it on a long time and then brought it back.
No, but it's just not a free kick.
Yeah.
Kyle has won the ball against the lad, so it's just not a free kick. And...
second goal.
Things like that. All right, you know, it's a good ball in, and we end up scoring off it. But just ridiculous.
Yeah,
the money is totally down to, an individual error.
I was going to say, because I mean, the second goal comes from a throw-in on our left wing, taking our left back.
Yep.
He throws it to the nearest player, who's the right back.
Yeah.
And you're wondering what
we've just been I think we just had a corner.
Yeah, yeah.
When we try to get the ball, obviously keep getting 10 points in the game because at that point Norwich was looking to kill the game. So that was the right thing to do. Obviously, the pass inside took a little bit of a deflection and it's ended up with him breaking on us, and you know that's a mistake. But you know, for us. I'd like to just said to him in there, we've beat ourselves at both ends of the pitch.
Yeah. That was
the amount of balls that have been whizzed across the box. I mean, especially, you know, first half we got balls in there, but I didn't think we played some good football in the first half, but I thought it was pretty similar to Guiseley, where, you know, we'd be playing 4-3-3 and it looks like 4-5-1.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, in the second half, especially late on, it looked to me like we were playing a more 4-3-3 and putting the other team on the back foot. And that was pleasing to see, but just disappointed with the result.
I mean, you mentioned then good football, and we were saying this down as well. Then we're missing a bit of a lack of cutting edge, maybe in the box. Some of the football's deserving at the minute. I mean, Charlie was a good example, and today again.
But if you go back a couple of weeks and two or three weeks, and Ashley and Carlos are doing that, they're providing cutting edge at the moment. They've possibly gone off the ball a little bit, you know. But Stephen Johnson and Matty Wolfenden, when they went on today, I thought they were absolutely magnificent.
Yeah.
You know, so that might be something that we have a look at, you know, because it's inevitable with wingers and players with flair that they do blow out on cold. You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nature of the players. So, that might be something that we have to have a look at. It's just frustrating that. In a game where we should at least be coming away with a point. We're coming away, talking about a defeat, and you know that's really, really disappointing. But another positive, we scored here.
First time, and that
looks as though it was going to continue, because you know as it was going on there, keepers made a couple of great saves. Balls were just falling to them. You know, over the course of the season, them little things align themselves out. But I thought in the first half we didn't attack that attacking area nowhere near enough. You know, with enough conviction as we should do. Second half, I thought we did it a lot better.
Yeah, and I mean that first goal, just to go back touch on it. It must be frustrating and a bit annoying for yourself on the sideline, because in the first half, the number five has probably had a free head on nearly every single corner. And then the goal—that's exactly how the goal comes—and you think, why we're not just picking that up?
He's decent in the air. Yeah. He's got good delivery. They put blockers on, which make it difficult for us. And to be honest, I thought we really Greg Stones was a big miss for us today. I think him and Jones have worked something.
Absolutely,
good
mate,
you know that's a situation we're in. It's non-league football, and he's had to work this weekend, so.
Absolutely, you can't.
So, I think that's been possibly a little bit of a weakness for us with Greg going out there. But like I said, there's so many little things in there that we need to put right. Just people's decision making.
But it's also if you can work on relatively not simply, but it's something stuff you can work on. Isn't it? You know,
yeah,
it's not fundamental.
No, we've got a dressing room packed with good players there, but. We need to stop talking and start producing results. It's our first league defeat in God knows how many.
7 or 8, something like that.
So, that's. They come like that, don't they? But what we've got to do is make sure that we kick on now to the end of the season.